You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24 with me, Daniel Bage, host of The Entrepreneurs. Agata Kozak is the founder of Kozak, a women's fashion label she launched on her own back in 2014 with a focus on sustainable production. Agata grew up in Poland and was drawn to the world of design and high fashion after visiting Milan. She later studied in Barcelona and then Istanbul before landing in London to start her career in the hotbed of global fashion. After working at a major global player, Inditex, Agata decided to set out on her own. The idea behind her brand is to create pieces that can be worn across seasons, meant to be the opposite of the fast fashion labels selling at bargain prices on our high streets today. From knit jumpers, dresses, and blazers that can be wardrobe staples, to basic pieces for the everyday uniform like organic cotton t-shirts. Not only does the label aim to have the lowest possible environmental impact in production, but also inspires people to buy less by investing in quality. Agata is also a strong advocate for the rights of workers at the factories where her pieces are produced in Portugal and in Turkey, driving awareness of both the social and environmental impacts of the global fashion industry. Today, the company has close to 50 stockists around the world and has recently relocated to Spain. After a lot of uncertainty around Brexit and questions about disruptions to logistics and the supply chain from her clients, Agata decided to head to Madrid to work on the next chapter for the company. Here's Agata now with the story of Kozak.
When I was young, I wanted to be either a fashion designer or a movie director. And after I went to Milan, I decided to be a fashion designer. So it was always for me between Milan and Barcelona, but because I was spending every summer in Barcelona, I decided to study there. And one of my mom's best friends, she is a fashion designer. So I was helping her out a little bit with her fashion shows back in my city in Lublin, where I come from. And I really liked it. It was really exciting. And I think fashion world in general is quite challenging. There is something about fashion that makes people tense. But for me, fashion is like wearable art. That's why I love design in general. It's an art that you can actually use. So I thought making clothes and making clothes that actually make contribute to a better change in the world. I mean, this is like a great career, so why not? Yeah, so I went to university in Barcelona, and during my the 4 years of university, I also did exchange Erasmus in Istanbul, which was great because Istanbul is one of the capitals when it comes to fashion manufacturing and has a very rich history when it comes to textile. Studying in Barcelona was really interesting because Spain is a house of Inditex Group, which is one of the biggest fashion empire in the world, I think, right now. It's not exactly the most sustainable one, but I mean, there's a lot to learn there. I actually did my internship with them, and it was a great experience. And I knew that before I start my own brand, I need to get as much experience as possible. So I tried both high street and high fashion, just to figure out what suits better for me. But I think high street fashion, which is a bit midpoint, as like my brand, is more accessible to people. And I think it's super rewarding when you see someone wearing your stuff. So I decided to make my brand accessible and more affordable. I was working with high street designers in mainstream fashion, but when I moved to London, I became very aware of the impact that fashion has on the planet, but also my lifestyle has become more sustainable. I started to eat organic, taking care of the beauty products I was using. So I knew that my brand has to be a reflection of my belief, because I believe strongly that integrity is a very important value. So I wanted my brand to represent me in a way. That's why I say sometimes that actually with my brand, I dress myself, because I'm my target customer, actually. I'm lucky enough that I love what I do. And there is actually a say that if you love what you do, you don't work a day in your life. It is a little bit like that. Like, for me, it's a pleasure to work. So I work 24/7, actually. I I wanted the factories I work with to be certified, because for me it's very important that people that work in my supply chain are happy and are being paid a decent amount of money. They have their holidays that they are entitled to, because this is the problem with fast fashion. People that make clothes in the supply chain, they're being mistreated in all sorts of ways. So finding factories that are certified and are willing to make small production runs, which is the case with small brands when they start, it was very challenging. But not only with the manufacturing, also with fabric suppliers. No one wants to work with someone who orders little amounts of fabric. People want huge orders, you know, like Mango, Inditex, H&M. So I wasn't being treated seriously at the beginning, especially in Turkey, which was quite odd because I wasn't brought up in this culture where being a woman is a problem. So when I was going to a fabric suppliers in Istanbul, they were looking at me like, are you on your own? It was. I think this was the most challenging part. I still struggle finding right people to work with because I want the brand to expand. I want to try new fabrics. I want to expand into accessories, for example. And every time I try something new, there is a struggle and there is a possibility that I will fail. I want to promote responsible consumer behavior. So before you buy, you have to really stop and think if you really need this piece. So in sustainable fashion, the magic number is 30 wears. So before you buy something, you need to ask yourself, will I wear it at least 30 times? And it actually stops you from buying unnecessary stuff. I don't like overproductions. I think fashion is one of the biggest polluting industries in the world. So there was this ad that we spoke about, the Patagonia ad, where they had the picture of the jacket saying, you don't need this jacket. And it was very groundbreaking because your objective should be to sell, but they were telling you don't need this. So all they do is just, they ask you to reflect. And I think we need to be more responsible when we purchase goods because we buy too many things. And fast fashion is to blame because the price is so low. It's so tempting to just buy a new thing every week. When you spend more money on a garment or anything, you have a different relationship with this piece. You take care of it more. And another problem for me with pricing was that if something is very low priced, someone paid price for this as well. So again, going back to this, people that are being abused in the supply chain. So what I want to do with the brand is explain to people, but in a non-patronizing way, which I think it's the problem with many other brands and sustainable businesses. I think the dialogue that they have with a consumer is a little bit of a problem because I work with mainstream fashion people on a daily basis, basically, and they all tell me that when they have to deal with sustainable fashion, they feel like they're being constantly told off for shopping and on high street, and that's not the way forward. I think the tone of voice that you use in all your communication is very, very important. And this is what I'm trying to work on. Sustainability, in case of my brand, starts from the design of the garment. So I want people to wear my pieces, not only during one season, but I want them to be quite timeless. So I choose always a color palette that's quite universal and timeless. Designs are quite simple, so you can, they are very versatile. So depending how you accessorize, you can wear them to work, you can wear them on the night out, for holidays. So this is my business model at the moment, and it's working for what I'm trying to portray with my brand. But I think there is no size fit all. So I don't know, sustainability can be a good business. I think for me, the most important thing is the product. I want to make it as accessible to people as possible. And what I do and has been working very well, I actually do videos to show people how versatile pieces are. I'm just hiring a model and she's using one garment and adding things. And from one garment, you can get 5 different looks, for example. So this helps as well with transseasonality. That's how I call it. People have issue with sustainable brands sometimes because they think it's, I don't know, very basic, hippie-ish brands. I'm very design-driven and product-orientated as a person. So what I'm trying to do is make the product that's good enough to, on the design level, to compete with Zara or H&M. And sustainability, even though for me it's like a basic, it comes as an added value. So many retailers that I work with are actually not necessarily sustainable stores. They are mainstream fashion stores or concept stores. And the feedback that I'm getting is that when people see my garment, they like it. And then they see on the hand tag the story behind the brand. And this is the breaking point. This is where they decide to buy a garment because they fell in love with the garment and then they really like the story as well. I want Kozak to stay like a quite small brand because I think growing too big is not sustainable and small is beautiful anyway. But I have at the moment 4 sales agents that I work with, and next season we will have 5 and we will do Paris, either trade show or showroom. People really want sustainable fashion now. And I think that advantage that we have is that we do stylish and feminine sustainable fashion. There are not many brands that do it. As I mentioned, for me, first of all, I have to sell the product and make sure the product is good enough to compete with other brands. I think nowadays when you start any kind of business, but especially fashion, it has to be sustainable. I'm lucky enough that when it comes to London, I was one of the pioneers here 5 years ago when I started. So it's a really nice feeling to see how it has grown because now it's something that people demand. I would like to expand maybe into Japan or United States. United States is a great, great market for sustainable fashion. But as I said, without growing too big, it's growing organically. I like it. It's manageable. And I just really enjoy what I do. And I think this is the most important thing at the end of the day.
Agata Kozak from the sustainable womenswear brand Kozak. My thanks to Agata for coming in to share her story. Thanks as well to Louis Allen, who mixed and edited this show. I'm Daniel Bache. Thank you so much for listening and goodbye.